My name is Ibrahim Malouf, and I'm a musician, a composer, and I'm very soon 35 years old.
In 2014, Ibrahim Malouf, you won the Best World Music Artist Award at the French Music Awards. It was extraordinary because it was the first time, I think, in 29 years that an instrumentalist had received this award. You must have been very happy.
Yeah, I mean, I was very happy for the award, but it was very important that it's the first time the Victoire de la Musique, all the categories, give a prize to someone who does not sing. Let's say things the way it is. They completely forgot that most of people who do music in the world are instrumentists. And we give so much importance to the voices because we love this. And I'm the first one, you know, I'm doing a tribute to Umm Kulthum and she's a singer, you know. And I've been working a lot with singers and I love this. But I think that it's important that we don't forget the fact that most of us, most of people play instruments and this does not go on radios.
Just brought out two albums. One is called Kulthum, the other is called Red and Black Light. I want us to focus on Kulthum just because she's such a mythic figure. Just tell me what she means to you.
She's definitely the best singer the Arab world had ever known. And more than this, she's also one of the most important figure of Arab culture history.
And a symbol of Arab unity, I guess.
A symbol of Arab unity, yeah, definitely. Whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, or non-religious, if you're Arab, you are a son of Umm Kulthum.
On the album, you give an entirely instrumental version of one of her most famous songs. It's called Alf Leila Wa Leila, which means 1001 nights. Why did you choose that song in particular?
I would say that it's one of my favorite ones, and I've been singing this one a lot. I really love this one. One of the other most important reasons is that my parents used to play me the music of Umm Kulthum every night before I go to sleep for many, many, many years. So instead of these little lullabies, you know, that children listen to before sleeping, I spent my nights with Umm Kulthum all my childhood. So it was also a way to say thank you to my parents for giving me the opportunity to spend all those nights with her. So 1001 nights was the right thing to say.
We often say that the trumpet is the instrument which is closest to the human voice. How did you manage to get her voice inside while not having the words?
You know, the music of Umm Kulthum's song is as much poetry as the lyrics. And I wanted maybe to spot this a little bit and to give it a bit more importance to this part of her art. And you're right, trumpet is a little bit like the extension of a voice, you know, and it's very interesting to see how trumpet can be soft like a voice, but also powerful like Umm Kulthum's voice could be sometimes, you know, expressing this strong power, and right away, right after this, something very subtle and very soft and delicate. Trumpet can really have this we say amplitude in French,
yeah.
the capacity to go from something to the extreme other side of it. And I love this in trumpet. So it was a real pleasure to be able to do this tribute to Umm Kulthum, trying to reach the same quality in terms of amplitude. Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about your trumpet. It's a four valve trumpet rather than the usual three, and I understand it was developed or inspired by your father, Nassim Maalouf, who's also an accomplished trumpeter. What does that trumpet enable you to do?
My father, when he arrived to France from Lebanon, in the beginning of the 60s, he just knew few things about trumpets and few notes. He could just play do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, and few notes. And he wanted to learn more about this, and his goal was to play Arabic music on trumpet and to be the student of Maurice André, who at that time was the big soloist, the world's most famous soloist. Somehow, after 6 years, he managed to make these dreams become true. And he also invented not only the trumpet that allows you to play quarter tones, but invented a way to play trumpet, which is completely la suite, the follow-on of how you sing in Arabic culture, but on trumpet. So he plays this Arabic trumpet the way Arabic people sing the Arabic songs. This is very much about Arabic culture. So when you're raised in this, you have it, you know. It's what we call the mawal, also the makamat. It's a tradition, like the ragas in Indian music. So he made this possible to be played on trumpet. And this is the most important thing that he taught me, and this heritage that I have. And then now, when I compose music, I, of course, because this is my mother language now, I bring all the cultures I love, like jazz, hip-hop, electro music, rock or hard rock or any kind of music, I bring it to my mother language. And then trumpet then helps me for this, you know, it's like a bridge between all those cultures.
You nearly abandoned the trumpet completely.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. After I finished my studies in the Paris National Conservatoire, I did lots of international competitions, and I won some of them, and I did not win some of them. And I understood something, is that if you want to be a classical trumpet player now, unfortunately, you need to have this mentality, which is to like, you know, the strong high notes, brass sounds, and to play loud, and it's a very masculine tradition. This is not the way I see music, this is not the way I see trumpet. And for some time, I lost completely confidence, and I thought, okay, this is maybe not my instrument. But by chance, I met some great artists, like Lassa de Sella, like Mathieu Chedid, like Vincent Segal, like Sting, like Amadou et Mariam, some great artists, who told me, you know what, just take your trumpet and play what you like and play with us. And they just gave me some space to play in their own music the way I enjoyed playing. And everything changed for me. All the look I had on this trumpet, my opinion about this instrument changed. And suddenly it became the most important thing in my life, because it's the only thing I know actually how to do, the only instrument I actually play. And it gave me a reason to be here and to do music and to be alive.
You've gone on to not only win major awards, but write film scores, produce other people's albums. You teach improvisation. You're addicted to music?
I don't know how to say this. I don't know how to express this, but I don't just do music because I like it. It's not just because it's fun to play music. It's the way I breathe, you know. There's no single second in my life where there's no music. That does not exist, you know. Everything I do, everything is musical. Even now we're doing this interview, and the way we're sitting and the mood that is here, it's about music. It's only the question of choice, the way you want to see the world. I see it in music way, you know. I could speak, and even if I'm speaking to you, this could be a rhythm that is under what I'm saying, and then it becomes music. It's that kind of rap music or slamming, you know. But this is the way I see things. I have always a rhythm or something when I'm speaking or when you're speaking.
Ibrahim Maalouf, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.